Hi, this is Drew, and thanks for listening to our podcast. Hopefully you've been enjoying our show for a while now, but if you're a brand new listener, then the next 50 seconds are not for you, so just go ahead and fast forward a bit. I just wanted to ask our longtime listeners to consider becoming patrons of The Drew Marshall Show, because by throwing us just a few bucks each month, you'll be helping what many tell us is the most brutally authentic spiritual show they've ever heard stay on the air. Look, as loyal podcast listeners, you've been getting the same programming our radio listeners have been hearing live Saturdays 1 to 5 for the last 16 years. Except you get to hear everything commercial-free, you smart consumer, you. Well, because of a brand new arrangement with our studio, our expenses have now gone through the roof. And to be brutally honest, we could use the help to cover those costs. So just before you go to bed tonight, maybe you could stop by our website and click on the giant click here to become a patron sign. And if a whole bunch of you were able to scrounge up like $4 per month, then individually your $4 would have just made a massive difference in helping us cover what it costs to bring you the Drew Marshall Show. Okay, that's it. Sorry to bug you. Now on with the show. I hope you have a good sleep tonight after you become a patron.
Tell me, when will you be mine? Tell me, quando, quando, quando.
This song is such an earworm. It is such an earworm. I can't get it out of my head. HarperCollins Canada presents Simon McDermott. He is the author of the song A Minuteman, who is singing right now in the background. This is a tribute to the unbreakable bond between father and son, and this is Simon's dad. Have a listen.
Oh, my darling, tell me where. Every moment's a day. Every day seems a lifetime. Let me show you the way to a joy beyond compare.
Who was the guy that sang this? Was it Engelbert Humperdinck? I don't know. Why don't we ask Simon? Simon, who sang that song?
Yeah, it was Engelbert. You're right, yeah.
Yes.
The first one originally.
Engelbert.
It was the first one originally, yeah.
Worst name ever.
Good stuff. Songaminuteman.com is the website. And, dude, what is going on? Why is your... Well, first of all, this story has exploded. I know it's not new to you in your world. You guys have been exploding for a while, but... It really just, it has this momentum behind it. So what the heck is going on? You're obviously touching into some people's spirit somehow.
Yeah, well, it's a bit of a weird story, really. I mean, like, I wasn't expecting anything to happen. Basically, my dad's, he's been a singer all his life, but then he was diagnosed with dementia a few years back, which made him aggressive. But the way of calming him down, I used to take him out on these drives in the country. And I filmed them and put a link to a fundraising page, and they went viral. So,
I think the thing that really connects and resonates with people is the fact that you're in the picture, because you know, quite often when we hear about Alzheimer's stories, we hear about the fact that mom or dad has sort of lost it, so to speak, and they're hard to deal with, and so we need to put them in a home, and we don't feel it's them anymore, so we've lost the connection, and it doesn't feel like I have my dad. And the fact that you're still, you know, involved in your dad's life to the point where you're helping him, you know, snap out of this funk is an amazing thing, dude. Is there a question and all that? I guess my question is, like, tell me you were a jerk for most of your life and now you're just an amazing guy.
Do you know what? Me and my dad didn't really get till, when I was really young, we got on fine. I think it's in my teenage years, we completely drifted apart, you know. And all through my 20s, exactly the same. We had very little in common. But it's really weird because I always say that dementia has brought us back together in a way. It was kind of a wake-up call for me that, you know, my dad's not going to be around forever, you know. So, it really did bring... It's kind of a... Even though it's taken my dad away, it's brought him back in a way, so...
So where are things at with Decca Records? Because was there not some sort of a deal with these guys?
Yeah, they Decca Records did a charity single that was released, but then they didn't want to do an album, which is quite unfortunate. But we had so many people asking for an album, I thought, you know what, I'm going to put it out there and see if anybody would like to crowdfund it. So So I did that, and we had like all these people paid in advance for the album, and I was like, okay, great, I can get a proper orchestra. So all that money went into getting the production of it, the production, the orchestra, and the whole thing, really. So it's something I've never done before, obviously, and I just like had to build it from scratch. So it was a learning curve.
That's good. All right, listen, why the Quando video? Like, why is that one got 4.6 million views? Why did that one explode?
I've got no idea, really. I mean, I had videos on there before, and then it was actually Dad's birthday weekend. I put that video up, and it just literally went exponential. I've got no idea why that happened. I think things are building up slowly, but then that was the one that just went crazy, really. Yeah. I've got no idea. But what happened was, it's kind of really strange that on YouTube and on Facebook, it had like about 6 million views or something. But thing is, I had all these blogs and media companies asking for the video. But yeah, you can just use a video, put a link to the Facebook page, to the promoting page. So these videos on different people's websites were getting like millions. Well, so it's had more than like 4 million. It's had, I'd say, literally 100 million views altogether. Because I remember when it first went really, really big, I couldn't work out how big it. Because I was getting all these donations coming in, and I was like, well, I've only had 100,000 views on the video. And then I was searching and searching, and I saw this, it was a news site in America, and in 2 days, it had 20 million views. Wow. And I was just like, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
And I woke up in the morning, picked up my phone, and my phone was nearly melting. And I just couldn't work out what was going on. And then I did a search on Google, and then I saw it, and I literally, my stomach fell through the floor. I thought, what have I done?
The rest of us are quite jealous, actually. Tim, can you be my carpool karaoke guy? And
do I have to have Alzheimer's?
No, we're not going to do that. No, but you, I mean, this is a thing close to your heart, because your dad, I mean, we joke about everything in a very irreverent fashion here, but the reality is that your dad has Alzheimer's.
No, he's got Parkinson's.
I mean, Parkinson's, sorry.
And dementia, doesn't always, but it can often be part of it, and we're starting to experience some of it. So my grandfather had Alzheimer's, so I am, I don't say well-versed, but I have experienced it myself.
Yeah.
I mean, the only thing we could say in light was at least he can hide his own eggs at Christmas, or at Easter, I should say.
Oh, geez.
Right? But it's hard because the person you know disappears.
Yeah.
But what's fascinating about it is so much of them remains in the past. And although that's not you, it's like my grandfather, music is an incredible connector with people with dementia, because for some reason music stays.
Yeah.
As they start to lose their memory, the music is there, and it is a wonderful way to connect. My grandfather used to love to sing church music, and so we could always connect that way, and stuff like that. So I am not surprised at all that this music is a connector, is a way to connect with someone with Alzheimer's, is what I'm trying to say.
Simon, is there any count as to how many songs your dad actually knows?
So I missed that question. Is there any what, sorry?
Is there a count, a number of how many songs your dad actually knows?
No idea. I mean, when I say we've got like hundreds of records, and he knows things from the 30s all the way up to the 70s, really. It's all the big things. But he knows really obscure as well. Like, if you put a bit a record on, and he'll go along with it. And it's like some really old 90s, 20s, 30s stuff. Because what it was, he kind of, apparently, when he was young, he used to go to a record shop in town. But there was a record shop that sold the old stuff downstairs in the cellar that was really cheap. So he used to board with some of the old stuff that nobody would buy. And this is like the stuff from the 30s and, the 20s were big. So he kind of learnt his music that way, really. So.
I want to know if James Corbin has come and visited you guys, because...
That would be cool.
No, he hasn't, actually. He presented us with the Pride of Britain Award, so he did a bit for us. So, it was all a bit surreal, really. I still can't. It still doesn't feel like our life, really. That it's all real. This is not what I didn't go out to make a viral video. I didn't expect it to go viral, really. Mm. I thought my friends and family would share it, really.
Yeah. Well, if you missed all of the big ta-da that kind of has been happening over the last few years, the book is called The Song of Minuteman, a tribute to the unbreakable bond between father and son. The nostalgic memoir of a young man, the heartbreaking account of a son struggling to come to terms with his father's dementia, a moving story of how music brought a father home again. And the great thing about this book, well, the other great thing about this book is the pictures. Dude, those are some classic pictures in there, man.
I'm really worried. Are they?
Well, I'd like to, right now,
just the cover picture's awesome.
I want to talk about...
In the hot pants.
Yes, but I specifically want to talk about Linda. Excuse me? That picture?
Oh, my God. which one? The one with a green T-shirt?
Yes. Yeah, if you want to call it a T-shirt. Yeah. Just crazy outfits.
When the book was printed, I kind of looked at my friend and I was like, maybe we shouldn't have put this picture in there. But
No, these are gold. These are gold. This is a great Christmas gift, folks. And especially, I was going to say especially for people who have battled with these sorts of issues. But I think this is, a feel-good story. Good night. Mm-hmm. Our entire planet needs more of these stories.
Oh, yeah.
But hold on. I think we're kind of making this all bright and shiny. And the reality is, Simon... Dude, there's some crappy times, right, with Dad, yes?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like, Dad's a lot more confused now, but, like, and the confusion's made him actually quite happy. He's very happy now. But, like, a few years ago, when he still had it inside, you know, when I say it was a nightmare, it was awful. I don't know how we got through some days and weekends. Because it was, when I say it was full-on aggression, where you'd have fists in your face, out of nowhere he would suddenly attack you. I've had him, like, grab my boobs and just grab my neck out of nowhere and push me against the wall and try and go for me. Mum's been attacked in the kitchen. Dad would never hit a woman in his life. And I'd get phone calls at work and Mum would be bawling her eyes out. And he'd just run into the kitchen and grab by the hair and shake her head and throw her into the... Throw her onto the floor and, like, try and, you know, attack her.
Yeah.
It was awful. It was an awful, awful time, you know. It was horrific. It really was, you know.
I just want to let our listeners know, you may not hear it on your end. We've got a bit of a weird connection, Simon, but whatever, you know, life goes on.
Really?
That just describes every show that Tim and I have. There's a
yes.
weird connection.
Yes.
Tim, you wanted to say something
again? I was just wondering if you know, when someone first gets it. Alzheimer's, dementia. They're in this, like, middle world between not knowing and knowing, and there must be a lot of anger and frustration. Because you kind of know that you've got it. But then maybe after a while, you just don't realize it anymore. Maybe that changes. I don't know. I'm just being a Dr. Phil moment and trying to understand why he was one way one time. And then, because my grandfather was very similar. He was such a gentle man. But when he first sort of got it, those first couple months when it started to get bad, he would cuss, he would yell, he would scream.
Yeah.
That wasn't my grandfather. But then he did seem to settle down.
Yeah. What do you think, Simon?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, I think it's this whole thing. My dad's aggression all comes from his fear, you know? And as long as I can get him to know that I'm on his side, that aggression kind of goes. And I think we've worked that out, really, that, you know, this awful time where Dad was attacking us, it was because he was terrified. You know, he had no idea who I was. All of a sudden, a stranger was in his house, and he thought I was, you know, trying to sleep with his wife, you know? It was really messed up. So he was just frightened. He was frightened of being left alone. And, you know, a number of times after these outbursts, you know, Mum would find him in tears and he would not, because he would say, I thought I'd lost you, you know. It was just really sad to see Dad like this. But
Simon, tell us a little bit about yourself, because I think... I don't want to sound any more awkward than I can usually sound, but you're a very attractive man, and I think a lot of the attention on this is like, dude, look at this guy. So what's your world all about? I mean, are you a bricklayer? Are you a, what do they say? What are some terms? Really? A lorry driver? Like, what do you do?
What do I do? I used to work for charities doing digital and writing and journalism stuff, but the last couple of years I've kind of resigned and I look after my dad mainly. That's the main thing that I do. So I do bits of jobs, but nothing less. I used to live in London, but I've moved back up to Blackburn now to help look after Dad.
Okay,
it was so bad at home that
Yeah, well, I guess, I don't know if anyone's ever asked you this in an interview, but I'm going to go there. You know I'm going to go there. Is there someone special in your life? Are you married, or you have a partner, or what's going on?
No, I'm not. I'm not. It's my love life's a bit of a disaster, actually. So it's probably best, it's not a great time.
I'm so sorry I brought that up. Not at all.
Thank you, exactly. I was seeing somebody who was a bit all kind of wrong, but anyway. That's enough about that.
Yeah, but hold on. No. This is a real thing. We got a delay here, and we're talking over each other. But listen, Simon, here's the thing, dude. You're a good looking guy. You got a great smile. You can sing. You're a man who loves his father so much that you've moved back and you're helping out his dad. I mean, this is every woman's dream. You're like the guy from.
You're like me.
You're like Jamie from Outlander. You know.
Well, it's
he's struggling.
That's a weird time. I mean, yeah.
Does the situation with your father affect it? Like, if you brought someone home
For sort of, I'm gay anyway, so I mean, like, women probably won't be the best thing, but you never know.
Yeah,
but it's, I mean, also, I think the fact that it is really difficult to have a relationship because, you know, it's so intense with dad, you know, that it's. And I think you ask any carer, it is really difficult to have, like, because all your free time is thinking about that. And my phone, you know what I mean? So it's very difficult to try and do normal things, really. So it's just part of life at this moment in time. So,
well, let me just tell you, I want to be serious about something here for a second. If my son turns out to be the kind of dude you are, I will be a very, very happy man. And I know the Brits are not real good with earnestness and compliments and that kind of thing, but dude, you're getting it no matter what. I've just said this before and it ties in again, but our world needs a few more people to look up to. And I know that you're not going to ever say that about yourself, but I'll tell you, man, for you to be doing the life that you're doing and for you to go back and take care of dad like this and be there with your mom as well. I mean, hats off to you. Like, seriously, I wish you the best. I hope people buy this book like crazy. I hope people buy the CD. You've given like £125,000 at least to the Alzheimer's Society, which is what, $4 million Canadian dollars or something like that?
Probably close to $300,000,
$400,000. So good on you.
I mean, do you know what? It's what I say, writing the book, that's kind of like, everything that I know is from my dad. My dad taught me everything in terms of like how to treat people. You know, that's what I've got it all from. So I guess, and that's what I learned from the book because you know, when I wrote the book, it was all about. I was writing the book when dad was like in a really aggressive stage. Hmm. You know, so then I went down to Birmingham and I met all these old friends and old family and everything, and they described this guy. He was friendly and he was kind and he'd do anything for the family. And I thought, oh, you know, this is my dad that I forgot. You know, I forgot this guy was there. You know. All I just saw is this aggressive man, you know, but it was good for me to be able to write the book.
Well, thank you. Again, on behalf of someone who is jaded and pessimistic, thank you for shining a little hope into this world.
Brilliant. Great.
Yeah, Simon McDermott.
I mean, the book's not just about dementia, you know.
No.
Oh, I was going to say the book's not about dementia. It's about life, you know.
Yeah.
It's about a guy, you know. It's not just about the dementia. It's about, like, what life throws at you.
Yeah, good on you, man. Listen, Merry Christmas, Simon. I wish you and your family all the best. We're going to go out with another track from Dad. And the book, again, is called The Song of Minuteman, a tribute to the unbreakable bond between father and son. And that, I mean, ever since Cat Stevens had that song, Father and Son, that has been my thing, man. So I really appreciate it. The website is songofminuteman.com. And we've been chatting with Simon. Dude, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you as well.
Good to chat. Take care. Bye-bye. Bye. You have to say it twice when you're talking to people from the UK. That's how they do it. Right. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. They always go up. The Scottish especially. I don't know what. Maybe not the English.
Because they're trying to talk to dogs.
What?
High pitch, you know.
What is wrong with you?
Dog skin ear.
What is wrong with you?
That was pretty good.
I have now, I've got two books. Oh, would you like to give your dad, would he read this?
Nah.
Okay.
I don't think
so. So I'm going to give dad listens to my show. Oh, sorry, dad, I just ruined your Christmas.
Yeah, we're going to buy the book and send it to...
sorry.
Someone else.
I'm regifting everything this year. You're getting the book that Ashley David Chapman gave me, Dancing with Jesus or something like that.
Yep.
You want to see a great, well, I think it's hilarious, a video that we posted on the Facebook.
The Facebook.
Hey, kids. Oh, wait, you're almost done, so it doesn't matter.